So,
there's just a set of minutes in there you need to sign when you were pro tem, pro mayor, whatever before.
Okay.
All you need to do all over
again. Is it pro tem or is it pro tempore?
Pro tem.
Pro tem, yeah.
PR.
It's French. It's got a bunch of yeah. Pro tempore is
because. Yeah, the. But us Westerners would just abbreviate it pro tem.
Yeah. Pro temporary.
Yeah, it's yes. Exactly.
It's really what it means.
For temporary.
Where is it? I started now.
501, according to
yep.
The
thing. Go ahead. Yeah. They've got to come over, not you.
Okay, we're going to call this meeting to order. This is the Price City Public, or Price City Council meeting. Today's October 9th, 2024. It's 5 p.m. And I'll look for a...
I would make a motion. To appoint Amy Jesperson as mayor pro tem for this meeting.
Second.
Okay, we've got a motion from Councilmember Willis and a second from Councilmember Chrisman. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, I'd like to ask for a Pledge of Allegiance, if everyone can stand. And
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Let the roll call show that everyone on the city council is here. The mayor is excused. And then item number three, safety seconds by Council Member Richardson.
Just real quick, one safety item to be careful with, like fishy emails, any scams over the phone. There's been a lot of emails and work and stuff with bad links to get your information from you. Also, bad scams over the phone or even online. Just not giving any money out to people that you cannot trust.
Okay, thank you. It's a good reminder. Item number four, general business and discussion. Item 4A, got recognition of Carbon Metro Drug Task Force Agent. We'll have Captain Brandon Ratcliffe approach and lead that recognition.
Thank you for having us. It is an honor to be able to stand before you guys today to honor Officer R. Perry and his many accomplishments that went largely unnoticed, at least to the general public, while working for the Carbon Metro Drug Task Force. This isn't due to any of us or any of you. This is the nature of the task force. It's largely a confidential entity, and we try to keep things as far from the general public and as far from other law enforcement agencies and as possible to be able to protect informants and our investigations. I want to be able to familiarize everyone with the task force. We don't always operate in the public eye, and there may be many people who are unaware that we even exist. The task force is a law enforcement entity that works independently from surrounding agencies, keeping the casework, informants, and investigations confidential, even from other law enforcement officers and entities. Task force is governed through a board of directors, which is comprised of the chiefs of police throughout Carbon County, as well as the sheriff of Carbon County. A task force is minimally funded and minimally staffed to focus on one of the biggest problems plaguing not only our community, but the entire nation. Task force focuses primarily on those who are distributing illegal drugs in our community, primarily focusing on the attention on those who are distributing meth, heroin, and most importantly right now for us, fentanyl. Officer R. Perry started his assignment with the task force in December of 2021 and ended his assignment in June of 2024. I think it's important to note that he self-ended his assignment there, recognizing the impact it was having on him and his family. I don't think there's a single person in here that's worked in the task force, and there's many of those behind me who wouldn't say it was the most it was one of the better times of their career, but it was also one of the hardest. In those 31 months of his assignment, Officer Art Perry had a full-time partner for no more than 4 months. The remaining 27 months of his assignment, Officer Art Perry was the sole task force officer for all of Carbon County. The unique challenges and issues that come with being a task force agent is difficult, as the cases you're working on are confidential. You're on call 24/7 to dispatch, other law enforcement officers, informants, and other task force agencies. And the problem you are presented to solve is comparable to putting out a wildfire with a garden hose. The stress is also especially burdensome to your family. The safety concerns, secrecy, and irregular hours contribute greatly to the emotional stress of a family and presents trust issues, isolation, and has an unmeasurable impact on yours and your family's social life. There have been multiple sources during the last several years that have questioned the necessity and effectiveness of the Carbon Metro Drug Task Force, and at times even questioned whether or not we still existed. This falls largely on the fact that we don't post publicly on social media, for the most part. We don't post the arrests, and in fact, we make very little public comment on our cases. But if I were to present just one statistic for our community and our council to be aware of, it is this. From 2022 to 2023, fentanyl-related overdose in Utah alone rose from 184 to 290. It's nearly a 60% increase, and we're already on track in 2024 for the same percentage, if not greater. Officer Art Perry seized nearly 10,000 doses of fentanyl in just one seizure that was located within Price City alone. If you can imagine what 10,000 doses of fentanyl would do in a population like ours, where it's astronomical, the damages that could have been caused from that. And it's, you cannot count the amount of lives he saved in that one seizure. In August, he was presented with an award at the Utah Narcotics Officers Association as a citation of honor for his work in the task force. I am wanting to present to him today a Distinguished Service Medal, which is presented to an individual who sustains superior performance that is clearly above and beyond expected professional standards. In many cases, it may take a minimum of 10 years to receive this award unless there's extraordinary circumstances. I want to read you what I presented to him at the UNOA conference. And Art, if you want to come up here, please. This will give you some insight on his statistics, working solely by himself. However, he did have a fantastic partner for about 4 months who's also behind us. The letter states, I'm writing to formally commend Agent Arthur Perry for his exemplary performance and unwavering dedication of drug investigations in Carbon County. His exceptional work ethic, innovative approach, and relentless determination have significantly contributed to the safety and well-being of our community. Agent Perry has demonstrated an extraordinary ability to conduct detailed and thorough investigations, leading to numerous successful prosecutions. The dedication to his community has been instrumental in dismantling hundreds of drug operations, thereby curbing the distribution and use of illegal substances in our area. Agent Perry has consistently shown an unmatched work ethic. Agent Perry has been working solo for the majority of his time with the drug task force, and in spite of that, produced record statistics for our task force. In the short 2.5 years in his assignment, Agent Perry made over 600 arrests, conducted nearly 500 drug investigations, seized nearly $100,000, wrote over 100 search warrants, managed over 30 informants, and seized record numbers of illicit substances. This would include a single seizure that resulted in the seizure of nearly 10,000 doses of fentanyl. Agent Perry embodies the core values of integrity, courage, and public service that our department strives to uphold. His remarkable contributions and steadfast dedication reflect great credit upon himself, our department, and the law enforcement profession as a whole. It is my distinct honor to formally recognize and commend Agent Arthur Perry by way of a Distinguished Service Medal for his exceptional service and outstanding contributions to drug investigations in Carbon County. His exemplary performance serves as an inspiration to his colleagues and sets a high standard for law enforcement officers everywhere. So included with this, I provided the write-up that we did for the UNOA award. The Distinguished Service Medal is also in here, as well as he was so busy working, he never took the opportunity to order himself a drug task force badge. And so we put together this award that has the medal, the badge, and then the write-up. Thank you.
Do you want to say anything, Officer Perry? You seem like a quiet guy.
No, because all officers involved, anytime I call, no matter what, deputies, helper, Tri-City, anytime I called anybody for help, everybody was always there to help. My father-in-law and my own captain, my own chief. Anytime I called those, whether they be home or anything, that was always there to help me. And so it was a team effort. So I loved it, and I'll continue doing patrol work the same way I was doing task force.
Thank you very much.
So I'd just like to say, so in my previous life, I was a state narcotics agent for 9 years. Former commander of the predecessor to Carbon Metro, it was the Carbon Emery Narcotics Task Force. Those days, we had 2 state agents, 3 full-time local law enforcement, and we were dynamite, but we can't compare to this kid.
Yeah, the numbers that you just told us are outstanding, like the amount of seizures and arrests and everything in the 2.5 years? 2.5 years on the drug task force is incredible. So I hope our police department has adopted some of his innovative practices, and like that's how we work
just
going
the,
forward,
just
right?
The good, just the good doctors.
Just the good, yeah. The legal ones, the good ones, whatever it takes, right?
I think it's important to know I think law enforcement plays an integral role in recovery. Yes. And I don't want this to be like, hey, we have a huge problem and we're doing everything. Like, we do have a problem, we're doing our part, but we work very well with our recovery partners, with our mental health services, and sometimes rock bottom for people to get help is the enforcement. And so I know there's been multiple people for ARC, probably same thing with Tori, same thing with the chief, same thing with Sergeant Sackett, same thing with Sergeant Wilson, where people have come. There's not very many things that are more rewarding than somebody coming up and thanking you for saving their life from addiction. So again, thank you, Art Perry, for all the work you've done for our community. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, we're going to move on with the rest of our agenda. Y'all are welcome to stay, but you're also excused if you want to go. Oh, wait, police, Tri-City employees, we're going to do this drawing really fast, so if you've entered for the safety drawing, they're like, we didn't. Okay, keep going. Keep going, Sackett. You probably don't have a card in here, do you? Okay, agenda item 4B. We'll do the quarterly safety drawing. Who wants to come draw? Any volunteers? All right. Brandon, do you want to draw? Give it a spin. Nick, what is the prize? Shiloh Taunts! Sorry.
Oh, yes!
Shiloh.
It's a barbecue grill and a grilling accessory kit and a camp chair.
Great. Nice. All right, so Shiloh is the winner.
Got it.
Perfect. Okay, we're going to move on to, we're going to skip item 4C. That'll be coming up at 6 o'clock, and we'll move on to the consent agenda, and looking for a motion to approve items 5A through E.
So moved.
Second it.
Okay, we've got a motion by Councilmember Willis and a second by Councilmember Chrisman. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion passes. At this time, we'll move on to item number six, public comments. Does anybody have public comment? Okay, so seeing that there's no public comment, we are going to call a recess until 6 o'clock, and that's when we will open the public hearing on the Price City Zap Tax renewal.
We need a motion for that.
We need a motion.
Oh, I'll look for a motion.
I would make a motion that we go into recess for item public hearing for the Price City Zap Tax to reconvene at 6 o'clock on the dot.
Second.
Okay, we've got a motion from Councilmember Willis and a second from Councilmember Richardson. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Do I need a time? We're going to call a recess at 5:16 p.m. And we'll be back here at 6 o'clock sharp. You can stay. There's cookies out in the foyer.
Yes, please take some cookies.
If you want to stay or come back.